says you forgave her. Do you forgive me? We are closer than the one who grabbed your robe on the street as you healed her. As you heal me, we are closer than the 12 in the upper room. Closer than the women at the empty tomb. Closer than Thomas with his hand in your scars. Closer than John with his head on your heartbeat.
Welcome to the Encounter Jesus podcast, also known as the Feel Like Jesus is Hugging You Today podcast. I'm Elizabeth Ellenshaw, and today we'll be talking about having a special place where you can always start from in seeing and hearing Jesus with your spirit. In my last episode, I talked about my favorite Bible character, Mary of Bethany, who always appears in the same place at Jesus' feet, whether she's sitting at his feet, listening to his word, falling at his feet, weeping, or pouring out her jar of precious perfume over his feet and wiping them with her hair. Whether she was coming to listen and learn from Jesus, to weep and lament to him, or to worship and love him, she always started her encounters with Jesus by going back to that same place, putting herself in that position down at his feet. And when she did, Jesus responded to her. He gave her these amazing encounters where he defended her, where he said she had chosen the best portion that would never be taken from her, and where he wept with her. And he revealed the depths of his emotional side to the whole world up to this very day with her. One of the many reasons I identify with this Mary is that I too have a special place that I return to encounter Jesus. It was a long journey for me to realize that just like Mary physically met Jesus at his feet, I can spiritually meet Jesus in my heart by using my imagination to picture what is true. But once I finally learned that, my life was transformed by the discovery that I can meet Jesus in any moment of any day, whether I'm falling asleep, driving, washing dishes, waiting in line, or worshiping for hours. I can hear his voice and I can feel him holding me. And that isn't a once-in-a-lifetime experience, as I used to believe. It's a place that I can choose to return to all the time because it's true. So today I want to share with you the testimony of my place. And I hope that hearing about Mary's place at Jesus' feet and hearing about my place will help you hear from God about what is your place to encounter Jesus, and then to return to it again and again. Lord, as we come before your throne of grace, we kneel at your feet like Mary did. We kneel here to listen to your voice. We kneel here to pour out our pain and our hearts. And we kneel here to worship you and love you and give our whole lives to you again. And as we kneel at your feet, invite each of us into the special place you have for us to meet with you. And help us to return to it again and again and encounter you there as consistently as Mary of Bethany did. In Jesus' name, amen. For as long as I can remember, I have wanted to sit on Jesus' lap. When I was a little kid, I had all these children's Bibles with pictures on the front of the story of Jesus blessing the children. They usually show a picture of Jesus sitting with one kid on his lap and a bunch of other kids standing around him and beside him. And I would look at those pictures and think that I wanted to be that one kid sitting on his lap, not just standing or sitting next to him. And I would look to see if this particular artist had painted a boy or a girl on Jesus' lap. And my favorite versions would be the pictures where it was a girl, especially if it was a girl who kind of sort of looked like me. I was a daddy's girl and a snuggly kid. I would usually start a conversation with my father by sitting on his lap. And even if there was another chair free next to him, I would rather sit on him than next to him if I had the choice. I would just climb up on his lap and he would stop what he was doing and listen to me. He would listen to my heart. I'd come sit on his lap when he was sitting at the computer writing sermons. And he would show me what he was working on and how he did it. He showed me things like his Greek interlinear New Testament, how to look for the English words in between the lines of Greek words, and how to find which word was which. I would climb in his lap, and he would show me what he was doing. I wished I could climb up into Jesus' lap the way I could sit on my dad's lap anytime I wanted to, so I could tell Jesus what was on my heart or see what he was doing. But I had learned to believe the lie that I wouldn't get to do that until heaven. And even then, I would think about it and picture it and think there's going to be such a long line of people waiting for their turn. Maybe I won't get a chance to sit on Jesus' lap for the first several million years or so. But there came a season after I grew up that the Lord began to reveal to me the connection between faith and imagination. That faith is imagining what is real and believing it is true. So there came the wonderful, fateful day I write about in more detail in my book. The day I told him, "Lord, the deepest thing I know about myself is that I'm the girl who has always wanted to sit on your lap. When I try to find my identity in the kinds of things people ask about, like, where are you from? What did you study? What is your job? What do you do?" They always ask, "What do you do?" to find out who you are. Like, if I don't have a job right now, I don't exist. When I try to find my identity and the answers to those kind of questions, it hurts me. Because the deepest, truest thing I know about myself is not the answer to any of those questions. The deepest, truest thing I know about myself is that I have always wanted to sit on your lap. I can't imagine walking up to someone and saying, "Hi, my name is Elizabeth, and I have always wanted to sit on Jesus' lap." But that is the truest thing I know about me. And then I heard him speak back into my heart so clearly, "No, that is not the truest thing about you. The truest thing about you is not that you are the girl who has always wanted to sit on my lap, but that you are the girl who always is sitting on my lap, the girl who is sitting on my lap right now." And then he began to bring to my mind the many, many scriptures that say we are in Christ and Christ is in us. Me being in him and him being in me all at the same time is an even closer relationship than me sitting on his lap. It's so all-encompassingly close that I don't know how to picture that kind of in you and in me from my life experience. All the ways we might imagine being close to him, whether kneeling at his feet or sitting on his lap or walking beside him or sitting next to him, hugging him, crying on his shoulder, leaning on his chest, or any other picture, those are all less close than being in him and him being in us. So all of those kind of pictures of closeness are true and just part of the whole truth that is always true. So when we imagine any of those things, we are imagining what is true. And imagining what is true is faith. And for me, the most meaningful picture of closeness in my experience had been sitting on my father's lap. But then Jesus went further and he reminded me of scriptures that said he and I had that experience in common. The deepest thing that was true about me was true about him too. John chapter 1 verse 18 says that who Jesus is the Son who was in the bosom of the Father. He wasn't just sitting beside him at his right hand of power. He was held in front of him, on his chest, in his embrace of love. The experience that defined the Son was being loved by his Father in his intimate embrace, like a child on his father's lap. And then Jesus left that place of being God with God in the bosom of the Father so that he could become a human like me and die for me and take me back up in him and with him. So Ephesians 2:5 says, God raised me up with Christ and seated me with him in the heavenly places in Christ, which means the way Jesus is sitting right now in the bosom of his Father is where I am in him. So I can explain the whole gospel through the metaphor of sitting on God's lap. So now I didn't have to do anything to earn the experience of being on Jesus' lap. I could just believe it was already true and step into it. So it became our meeting place and our starting place whenever I wanted to draw near to him, hear from him, ask him a question, listen to his voice. Just like Mary of Bethany always started from her favorite place at Jesus' feet. I used to wonder when I read James 4:8, which says, "Draw near to God and he will draw near to you." How do I draw near to God when he's not physically here with me so that I could walk towards him? After I discovered that the deepest true thing I knew about myself was a place, the place of being in Christ that I could picture as sitting on Jesus' lap, I never wondered that again. I knew I could always draw near to God by picturing myself on Jesus' lap. And picking up where we had left off in our last visionary conversation there. Nothing helped me more in learning to hear his voice than picturing being on his lap and listening to him from my place. Almost everything I learned about hearing him, experiencing him, being healed by him, it all started from and in and out of being in my place with him. Now, many people love to meet the Lord in a variety of visual pictures or meeting places. For me, for many years, it was very important to always know what my starting place was, so I could start meeting with him by leaning into the reality that I'm on his lap. And from there, he could take me on other adventures together. Having a consistent starting place made me feel safe, that I would always be able to access the reality of Jesus with me, with the eyes and ears of my heart. But whether you start with him from one starting place or many, he has so much to show us and so many places to take us. My one friend testified to me that she starts her prayer time by thinking about and imagining where she's meeting Jesus today. And he gives her lots of variety: a garden, a mountaintop, a hot air balloon, to name a few. And in her experience, the different locations affect the kinds of things that she and Jesus talk about together. So I highly, highly recommend asking the Lord if there is a way or ways he has for you to picture the reality that you are in Christ. You can ask him if there's a consistent meeting place he wants to give you in your imagination, so you can draw near to him that way. From there, you can also ask him to show you all his favorite meeting places with you and take you on lots of adventures. So today I invite you to ask Jesus, Lord, how do you want me to picture the deepest, truest reality about myself that I am in you? What consistent picture of our constant relationship do you want me to return to again and again? Picture where you are in relationship to Jesus right now and draw near to him there. What is he doing? What is he saying? What do you want to say and do in response to him? And then be like Mary of Bethany, and whether you want to listen to him, to cry your eyes out, or to give him everything, keep going back and meeting him there.
Closer than John with his head on your heart, because I am inside of you and you are inside of me.